Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the line, all the wannabe fathers, all the potential fathers, amen, to all the godfathers, amen. I would just like to say happy Father's Day to you on this evening. We're going to get started on this evening. We have a great service that is lined up for you on this evening, and I am just over elated and with joy just to have a wonderful Father's Day service on today. And so we're going to get started. We're going to have Elder Milton that will come with an opening, with the opening scripture, and then we will have Prophetess Deborah Johnson to do the opening prayer, and then we'll have the opening selection by Sister Robinson. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Our scripture reading for this evening comes from the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first of the Ten Commandments that ends with a promise. And this is the promise. If you honor your father and your mother, you will live a long life full of blessings. And now a word to you fathers. Don't make your children angry by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that is approved by the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we glorify your name. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, if we sin against your word, God, we ask now that you would forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking that you would hide the man of God behind the cross and use him, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow the anointing to flow, God, through him, God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and bind every devil and every spirit that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Election, Sister Robinson.
What shall I render? Is the selection. What shall I render unto God for all his mercy? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? All I can render is my body and my soul. That all I can render, that's all I can give. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. What shall I render? What shall I give? God has everything, and everything belongs to him. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. What shall I render? What shall I give? What shall I render unto God for all his mercies? What shall I render? What shall I give? God has everything, and everything belongs to Him. God has everything, and everything belongs to Him. What shall I render? What shall I give? What shall I render unto God for all His mercies? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? God has everything, and everything belongs to Him. God has everything, and everything belongs to Him. What shall I render? What shall I give? God has everything, and everything belongs to Him.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Robinson. And at this time, it gives me a great honor and a great pleasure to turn the remaining of the service over to our National Apostle, Apostle York J. Milton. He will take over the service from here. God bless you, Apostle York.
Well, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you tonight. Amen. Please excuse my tardiness. Glory to God. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that are connected, amen, to the world revival. We say to you that you will have many, many more Father's Day. In the midst of the pandemic, the Lord is still blessing and giving us victory to go to another level. Amen. I challenge you that are connected tonight. Amen. Get your Bibles ready. This man of God is coming in a few minutes, and I'm telling you, amen, you're going to experience an anointing from this great, great general in the Lord's church. We praise God, amen, for all things in Jesus' name. And we want you to know, glory to God, that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. At this time, we're going to have our announcements and our welcome from our very own General Lily Shaw. God bless you, General.
Amen, amen. On behalf of the Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches, our Chief Apostle, Dr. D.A. Thomas, we welcome you to our world revival, putting on the whole armor of God. We welcome the callers and listeners from the East Coast to the West Coast, from up north to down south. We welcome the callers and listeners from all over the world to our worldwide revival, putting on the whole armor of God. Tomorrow night's speaker will be Bishop Marcus Fisher at 5:30 p.m. Again, that's Bishop Marcus Fisher. You don't want to miss this man of God tomorrow evening at 5:30. A Chosen Generation Holy Convocation will be this July 8th through 12th. The 8th, 9th, and 10th will be on this line. The morning session starts at 11:30 a.m., and the evening session starts at 5:30 p.m. There will be two sessions, morning and evening, so you don't want to miss our Holy Convocation. The 8th will be men's night. The 9th will be women's night. The 10th will be the youth night. And then Sunday will be our official day where we'll be consecrating apostles, bishops, given out doctrines and ordinations. But further information will be forthcoming about our official day. If there's anyone on the line that would like to participate in our holy convocation, you can contact Chief Apostle B.A. Thomas at area code 310-590-5572. Again, 310-590-5572. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for those announcements. Amen. And that welcome from my general. And we want you to know, praise God, amen, that this, the Holy Convocation, is not far away. Beloved, we're going to have church. We're going to experience a move of God in the midst of this holy meeting. Amen. And it's something that we've never done before. Had to have the convocation online and by way of teleconference. But one thing I found out, where the Spirit of the Lord is, hallelujah, there's liberty and there is victory. Amen. We praise God for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. I was just a little song that came by my mind, just a verse of it. Amen. And it's simply, after you've done all you can, after you've done all you can, after you've done all you can, you just stand. After you've done all you can, you just stand. I heard that little phrase in my spirit about 12:30 on today. Amen. And I just want to encourage somebody. You prayed and you cried. You prayed and you cried. You prayed and you cried. Prayed and you cry after you've done all you can. Oh, my God. You just stand. Yes, and I want to encourage you that are listening and connected. Just keep on standing. Stand, ooh, glory to God, and keep on standing in the name of the Lord. Well, beloved, we praise God for you that have connected this time for the man of God to come. But we're going to have, amen, our very own prophetess, Deborah Johnson, to introduce our speaker. And after she introduced the speaker, she will sing a verse of a song of her choosing. And we will hear the great message from the man of God. God bless you, Prophetess Johnson.
God bless you. God bless you. This man of God, he's an awesome man of God, and I've always enjoyed hearing him bring the word of God. God uses him in the prophetic. God uses him in bringing the word of God. He's on Facebook Live teaching, having a Bible study, and how he dissects the word, and I thank God for him. I really do. And who's going to bring the word on tonight is going to be Bishop Beck. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials may come on every hand, Lord, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials may come on every hand, Lord, I feel like going on. Now we're in the hands of Bishop Beck.
Well, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. We greet you all with the holy word of peace. We honor God tonight for his excellent work and kindness unto the men and unto the women of God. We want to say once again, as it has been said earlier, Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers, whether you are standing proximate, whether you are a godfather, or whether you are soon to be father. We say unto you, Happy Father's Day. We want to honor and thank God, amen, for the woman of God, Chief Apostle Betty Thomas, amen, and the worldwide revival. We thank God, amen, for the international apostle, a great friend, brother, Apostle York Milton, amen. It just gives me an honor to be able to finally get on. We've been hitting and missing, amen, and schedule had not permitted us to do so, but we thank God, amen, that we were able to do so on this evening. Well, without further ado, we're going to go into the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We honor you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, God, because you look beyond our faults and your Son supplied our needs. Now, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God, I pray, God, tonight, you send thy anointing that makes preaching easy, hearing clearer. God, send your word. Feed your lamb and your sheep. God, tonight, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, these blessings and others we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. And the people of God rejoice because it is so and it is done. Tonight, I want to kind of piggyback on a word that the Lord given me earlier this week. And this will be my third time preaching this word. But I feel that this word is relevant for the time that we are in. And it is important for us to understand our seasons. And our seasons come. But while I was praying, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, tell them tonight that divine supernatural healing is taking place tonight. There is someone tonight that is on the line. And I'm trying to get to the word. But I feel God in the midst. There's someone on the line tonight that has been suffering concerning their lungs. And I heard the Lord say, tell them that I'm getting ready to cause their breathing to become clearer. There is fluid on your body. And the Lord said that I'm getting ready to cause the fluid to be released from you. Healing is yours tonight. Those that have your Bibles, go with us to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, 1 Samuel 30, and concerning the 8th verse, and the word of the Lord reads, and it says, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, but I shall surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. The word of the Lord says, and David went, he and his 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook of Beshor, where those that were left behind stayed. 18 says, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Glory to God. I want to just go to 19 quickly because that really caught my attention. And it says, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Tonight, if we were to have a topic tonight. No, it's not a Father's Day topic, traditional method of preaching, but tonight it is the word of the Lord. Position to recover. go get it. Position to recover. Go get it. We'll find out here now that in the book of 1 Samuel, we find that now that father chapters ahead that David had fought up against the Ammonites. And he hit their camp. And so now it was time for them to pretty much revenge the attack. And so the Bible tells us now that David and his 600 men, they are out in battle. I want to put a pin there because this battle was not a salt after God battle. It was a battle that David chose. It was a choosing of David. And sometimes, my mama used to tell me, pick your battles. And so now, the Bible tells us that now, while in Ziklag, Ziklag was a place of choosing. It was a place that the king had given unto David. Asher gave this to David so that it would be his dwelling. We find out now, God, that during this time, while they were out in battle, the Bible tells us now that the Ammonites came in while the camp was not covered. And the Bible says, and they burned Ziklag for 3 days. This gives us the understanding that if it was 3 days of burning, it took David 2.5 days of battle, 1.5 day journey going back to Ziklag. And so now while the men are tired, they are fatigued from battle, from their long journey, we find out now that the Bible says when they got to their camp, they were much under surprise. The Bible says that they begin to look for what was theirs. But they came to a place that was full of ashes. Their wives and their children was taken under captivity. And so now the Bible said that the men was grieved. They was grieved to the place that some in the midst of the army begin to say, we should stone David. We should pick David out. We didn't fought all night long. We didn't battle all day, all night. But here, we understand that it was customary that when the army or the troops would come back from battle, that their wives would have a meal prepared for them. There would be a celebration going on. But they came back to nothing. They came back to a place that was empty. Have you ever been in a place in your life that when you have come back, the enemy has come in and he has destroyed what was yours? He has taken what was yours. Oh God. But here now, the Bible says that even in the midst of all of this, the Bible tells us that David encouraged himself in the Lord. There are sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. There are times that you cannot pick up the phone and call sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so to pray for you or to speak a word of comfort and encouragement in your life. And that's why David penned, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. And so now the Bible says that David, he asked the priests, bring forth the ephod. God help me tonight. when you understand the authority of the ephod. The ephod is the authority of the priests. And the priests were the only ones who can wear the ephod. And so David, being king, asks for the authority of the priests. Lord, help me tonight. If you understand your anointing, you don't have to wait. God, help me tonight for anyone to step in position. But you already positioned to recover. David has and held a three-cloak anointing. Oh, God. A three-cloak tie. He was king. He was priest and he was prophet. Oh, God. Recognize David stepped out of his kingship and he stepped into his priestly anointing. The ephod was something special. Oh, God. When you understand the Jewish custom, the ephod was an apron that was wrapped around the waist of the priest. Oh, God. This is where the prayer shawl comes from. Yes. There are those who wrap it around their head. But those in the Jewish custom men, when they prepare to pray, they wrap the prayer shawl around their waist, which means that they are girded around their waist. Oh, God. And so now he girds himself. He girds himself in authority. And he begin to petition God. And he say unto God, he inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? If you understand, in Jewish custom, they teach us that you should never question God with a question. A question for a question. We understand now that normally when they would pray, we find out this in Numbers 27, when they would pray, the Bible tells us that God would answer the first question, but leaving the second question alone. But here we find out that David, being the apple of God's eye, being the centerpiece of God, oh God, David, who had the attention of God, because he knew how to reach God, he understood that his praises and his worship opened up the lids and the doors of heaven, and it caught God's attention. I want to tell you, you position to recover. Oh, God. David positioned himself like he did when he bought the threshing floor. He positioned himself. And the Lord answered a question with a question. Listen to what the word of the Lord said. The Lord told him, he said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. Listen to the authority behind that. He said, pursue. But not only are you going to pursue them, but I'm going to put some power behind it. I'm going to put some dumina behind it. I'm going to call an explosion to take place. I come to prophesy to you tonight that God is getting ready to call an explosion to take place on your behalf. There's something that God is getting ready to put together, and he's going to have it right on time. Oh, God. I just heard the Lord say, tell them in 72 hours, I'm going to do it for them. And the Lord says, without fail, you shall recover all. Now, David and his 600 men go. But I stop by to tell you, oh God, and this is for some of the leaders tonight who are on the line tonight. There are some folks that cannot cross. They will only be on the sideline, but they won't be able to go with you. They will only be able to see you come back and rejoice when you get back. But they will not be a part of the gathering of your recovery. Oh, God. And the Bible said they got to the book of Bashar. I want you to understand what Bashar means. Bashar means joy. Oh, God. It means rejoicing. And so they cross over Bashar. Oh, God. They cross over into joy. And that's why David said what he said. Weeping may endure for a night, but certainly joy comes in the morning. Oh God, is anybody here tonight that say my joy is coming? And the Bible says that David kept going on his journey, him and the 400 men. And the Bible said now they come across an Ethiopian who had became sick and feeble. Oh, God. And the Amalekites army left them behind. It was customary that if you were weak in the battle, you could not go on the journey. So they left him there. Left him there to die. Left him there to decay. Left him there for the enemy. But don't you know the word of the Lord? He said, I prepared table before you, in the presence of your enemies. Oh, God. And so now the Bible says that the Ethiopian came into communion with David. Oh, God. It was customary that when they find an enemy, to slay them. But David saved him. He broke bread with him. Oh, God. He made sure he was well, and he was tended to. And because of that, God begot favor with David. And God was in the work. And the enemy now becomes a friend of David. Gives him the blueprint. Gives him the plan to find the enemies. I want you to know tonight that God always have your answer to your season while you're going to recover. There's some things that may not be understood while going, but you got to keep on moving. Because the word of the Lord tell us, for we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. And the Bible says, in the 18th verse, I got to move on here. Get out of the way. Time is of essence. The Bible tells us that David recovered all. Yes, God. He did not just recover what was his, but he recovered what was his enemy's. I come to prophesy to you tonight. You're getting ready to recover not only what was yours, but you're getting ready to have a double take. And the Bible says in Genesis 15, and God gave him double for his trouble. Yes. Anytime God permits you to go through a season of pressure, he permits you to go through a season to be stretched. He permits you to go through a season, Lord have mercy, to pull out of you what's been lying dormant. I say to you tonight that God is getting ready to stretch you beyond the measures, oh God, of your reach, beyond the borders of your understanding. He's getting ready to stretch it tonight. Oh, God. And so now the word of the Lord said that David, oh, God, he was lacking nothing. Lord have mercy. That thing hit me when I see him. He said David was lacking nothing. I want you to prophesy to your neighbor. Say the rest of this month, I will not lack nothing. There will be total supply. Lord have mercy. And the Bible says, neither small nor great, Lord have mercy, nor sons nor daughters, Lord help me tonight, nor small spoils, nor anything that they had taken. David recovered all of them. I want to say to you tonight, you are positioned to recover. You are positioned to go get him. You are, Lord help me tonight, you are, you're positioned to declare what is yours. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violence under the Osiah, take it by force. I'm coming to tell you tonight, yes, worldwide revival, get ready, because you just get to your season of total recovery. I'm coming to tell you tonight, go get it. Don't wait on it. Don't sleep on it. Don't relax on it. Don't ponder on it. Don't think about it. But go get it. For the hand of the Lord is upon you to move. The hand of the Lord is on you to get your possession. Go get it. For the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he have to repent. If he said it, he shall surely make it good. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm excited that I'm positioned to recover. I'm positioned to overtake it. I'm positioned to go after it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Without fail, recover all. I want to tell you tonight, you ain't got to worry about being a failure in this recovery. For the hand of the Lord has prepared the way. For the word of the Lord says, for I go to prepare a place for you. God have already gone before you. For the Bible says, he that will come shall come and will not tarry. I won't wait till the battle is over. I'm going to shout right now. I won't wait till somebody tell me I got it. I'm already walking in it. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I've told Satan, get thee behind me, because victory is mine. I'm positioned to get it. I'm positioned to recover. Get my clothing tonight. God bless you. Good evening, children. But in my clothing, I stop by to tell you tonight, like God did for the children of Israel in Joel 2, for I shall restore to you the years that the locust, the ticking worm, and the palmer worm have eaten up from you. My great army I sent amongst them. But I stopped by to tell you that there's some things that have to be completed even in the midst of the battle. For the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Go get it. How do I get it, Bishop? How do I get it? Give them praise. For the Bible says, praise is coming from the unrighteous. You got to send Judah first. You got to pray them when it's good. You got to pray them when it's bad. You got to pray them when you're up or you're down. You got to pray them when you're happy or sad. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Open your mouth, declare it, I'm positioned to recover it all without fail, without compromise. I pursue what God gives me the authority to have. The cattle on the thousand hill belongs to him. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. The Lord spoke to the men of God in the Old Testament and told them, you won't have to lift your hands, I'll fight for you. He told David, while before Mount Sinai, the enemies you see today, you will see them no more. Come to tell you what you've been fighting behind closed doors in secret would no longer be a bother. What the devil has taken from you in this season, God is getting ready to cause you to recover, not a hundredfold, but he's getting ready to cause you to recover all of it, a thousandfold. Tonight, I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. And God has strengthened your ankle bones. And thereby you can rejoice and be glad therein. The Lord bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God tonight for the speaker of the hour and for his commitment to God for the anointing. I told you that he had a word in season for the people. At this time, we're going to ask Bishop Beck if he would come back and open the doors of the church and then open the line for prayer requests. God bless you, Bishop.
Lord bless you, Apostle. There may be one tonight that do not know the Lord and the pardons of your sins. We ask tonight that you would surrender unto the Lord. There was one that had heard the word tonight that have come into a place of disconnect. Your lines have been clogged up and you've lost signal between you and God, and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. You can come tonight. For there is still room at the cross. For you, there is room at the cross for you. Millions have come, but there is still room for you tonight. I'll say to you tonight, do not leave this line without getting connected to the Lord Jesus. For he is faithful and he is just to forgive us. If there's one, I want you to repeat this prayer after me tonight. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord over my life. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean.
Wash me clean.
Purge me.
Purge.
Make me whole again.
Make me whole
again. Lord, I acknowledge that you're Lord over my life. That your Son died for my sins and rose again.
And rose.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
that I am saved, delivered, and set free.
And set free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Those who you pray tonight, we're praying for you. The line is open for prayer.
This is asking for prayer for this new project that I have to work on. So just asking prayer for that.
Hey, man, this is Apostle Thomas. I'm asking... But prayer for my family is getting ready to travel back to Tennessee, from California to Tennessee, just asking that God would cover them for traveling grace and mercy.
This is Naomi Jennings, and I'm asking for prayer for guidance on how to get my godmother out of the situation. I live here in Texas. She lives in New Jersey, and she has been tormented, so I'm asking again. Her name is Patricia Johnson.
Hi, my name is Susie.
Praise God, this is Pastor Walker, and I've been having some issues with my body, going back and forth to the doctor. I have no idea what's wrong with me. Just asking for prayer.
This is Sister Robinson, and I'm asking for prayer for Wilbur Dunn. He has COVID, and he's back on the ventilator.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My name is Susie. I'm asking for prayer for restoration for my marriage. And that my husband come back to talk.
My name is Vicky. I was calling for prayer. I'm traveling in August, and I want to see if God wants me to leave yet in August.
My name is Susie Sullivan, and I'm asking prayer for me and my family, also the Thomas family as well.
This is Scott Parker asking for prayer for myself.
Was there be another? All right, it's in your hands, Bishop.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God, you have heard the petitions that have gone up before you.
Yes.
Now, God, I pray, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you begin to move by your spirit, move by your power, move by your anointing. Father, send down thine angels to work for your people. Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you begin to cause things to be supernaturally turned around. God, begin to open up the doors that need to be opened. God, I pray now, God, for, God, uncommon favor, uncommon wealth, uncommon transfer. Father, I pray tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, God, that you breathe upon them, your ruah, your breath of God, breathe upon them tonight. Father, I pray, God, even now, God, as those that are preparing to travel, God, we cancel accidents, traveling mercies, God. I pray, God, that you would take them, God, from California, going across, God, oh, God, the United States, the country. But I pray, God, that these days that are gone before them, God, that you give your angels charge over them to watch over them and bring them safely. God, I pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, for restoration in the marriage. I pray tonight, God, for healing, God, of divine healing, God. Release now, God, your mantle upon, oh, God, your people. God, I pray tonight, God, for total restoration. God, I pray, God, tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, God, that you begin to do the work, God. I pray even now, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God, that you would bless now, even now, worldwide revival. I pray, God, God, that there will be an outbreak like never before. God, let your glory, God, send those who are supposed to be connected to this ministry, God. God, I pray, God, that it be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, God, for the woman of God tonight. God, be her strength, God, be her strong power. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, God. God, that you cast down every vain imagination, every spoken word, God, every word curse that has been released into the atmosphere, we break it in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, I pray, God, even now, God, for divine healing in her body tonight. God, I pray, God, that you do it now. I will say, God, perceives that it's already done. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, God. God, I pray for the international apostle tonight. God, I pray, God, for a special anointing upon his life, God, as he covers men and women of God across this nation. God, I pray, God, that you send him new sons and new daughters. God, that will hold up his arms, God. God, that will be that he needs in this season. God, let there be no lack concerning your promises. God, I thank you in advance, God, that you're calling, God, total restoration, God, to come forth like never before. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that the oil of God will flow upon him like never before. God, I thank you in advance, God. God, that you're opening up the doors, God. You're opening up the doors even overseas, England, even in Paris, God, and in France. God, that you open up the doors for him tonight. God, I thank you, God, that his voice shall be heard across the nation. I thank you, God, even now, God, that the book that is in his lines, God, that it will be released out of him like never before. I thank you tonight, God, God, that you've given him the Issachar anointing. Oh, God, send the Lord, rebuking your powers, broken in your, it's destroyed because of the anointing. Father, I praise you tonight, God, that it is already done, and it is already done, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God, and amen.
Amen, amen. Go ahead and praise him right now. Somebody need to thank him. Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Bind the devil. Bind the devil. In the name of Jesus. It is so. 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 At this time, amen, we're going to pray. I'm going to pray for the man of God. Amen, that ministered on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for the man of God. Strengthen him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for his obedience. But Lord, now I ask you the virtue that went out of him, let it return back to him 10, 60, and a millionfold. God, we thank you for just continuing to anoint this preacher. Anoint him, God, the more. Give him a greater anointing. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom that you put in his mouth. God, we speak favor over this man of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for his ministry, national and international. Thank you for the prophetic gift and the word that you've invested in his life. And we thank you for it. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. and thank God. Well, I tell you, beloved, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost at this time. Amen. There may be one on the line that wants to thank the man of God, amen, for ministering on tonight and just allowing God to use him. If you're connected and you just want to encourage or say thank you to the bishop tonight, you can do so at this time. The line is open.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Deborah from Vegas. Bishop, thank you so much for accepting the invitation, and thank you so much for always being used by God, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the word that you allowed God to give you, and you released the word that he gave you. Thank you so much. Just want to encourage you to, you know, to keep doing what God has called you to do, and that's to preach the word of God and to encourage heart. So I give God praise for you. And again, thank you so much.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Elder Milton. And to the man of God, thank you so much for coming out and bringing us that word, especially a day like today. And I want to say this to you, Bishop Beth. Stay on the wall and don't come down.
This is Sister Robinson, and I would like to continue to encourage the bishop to do his good work of ministry, and very encouraging and touching word tonight. And I want to thank you for it and say stay on the wall and never come down.
Amen. This is Pastor Walker. Amen. You may not remember me, but you preached in Palmdale, and you said a prophetic word. You gave a prophetic word to me, and that word came to pass. And I just thank God for your ministry, and just want to say thank you.
Will there be another that would encourage? Go ahead, man.
I want to thank you for that word. I thank you for that word. It put down in my spirit. I thank you. And I'm going after it. And I want to plan to speak to you. And I'll talk to you also about it. Okay? I want to be sure to speak today. I want to bless the man of God. Bless the man of God.
How we are one.
Is there another one before we move on? Amen. We thank God. Go ahead, ma'am.
Sister Sullivan, I want to thank you, Bishop, for that powerful word of encouragement.
Would there be another one? Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you that have just said thank you to the bishop, amen, for that word on tonight. And we praise God again for the anointing, amen, from Bishop Beck. Amen. He's, ever since I've known him, saint, he's been the same. All the Lord has done is taken him higher and higher. And I'm so glad that to hear a word from my friend tonight, amen. God bless you, Bishop Beck. Bishop Beck. We must connect. Amen, that he may do some things in the near future, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you and we praise God for you. And I want to tell you again, don't forget to cash out A Chosen Generation. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, you can cash out the Chief Apostle at the $, of course, Chief Apostle and the number 2. That's right. The $, Chief Apostle and the number 2. And, beloved, as I always say, the seed that you sow is the seed that God will grow. Amen. Whether it's large or small, if your heart is in it, God will open up the floodgate and allow it to rain in your life. Before the program ends, we're asking Bishop Beck if he has a cash app, amen, that he will give his cash app before he does the benediction. Thank you so much. Well, at this time, it's time to hear the voice of the founder of this work, amen, the woman of God that the Lord gave the vision for this world revival. It started out with 3 days, and my God, it's going on, amen, three, almost into the fourth month. So at this time, I want everyone to receive our very own Chief Apostle, Dr. B.A. Thomas, the founder of a chosen generation, Fellowship of Churches, in Jesus' name. God bless you, Chief Apostle.
Well, well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we have rejoiced in it. Amen. I thank God for the man of God, to Apostle K.V. Beck, on this evening. Did not our heart rejoice? I mean, this man have preached. I was just thinking, it sure would be nice if these churches were open and that we could see him face to face, because I'm telling you, they could be shouting all over the place with a word like that. I just thank God for you, that you came and blessed us on tonight. And I just thank each and every one that is on the line on tonight. I thank God for our devotion team, Elder Milton and Prophetess Deborah Johnson and Sister Robinson. I thank you and General Shaw for that welcome. I thank God for all our faithful ones that have called in night after night. We're on this line 6 nights a week, and everyone still has yet been faithful by coming in, even though that the government may have shut the churches down, but he has not shut us down. The word of God is still going forth, and I just thank God that we still have men and women of God that don't mind coming and sharing the word of God. And we cannot pay the man of God, but I do ask that you guys, when he give out his cash app, that you guys feed the man of God with your substance that we have. And let's make sure that we blow his cash app up. Amen. If he doesn't have a cash app, you guys can cash app it to me, and I make sure some way that he will get it. Amen. But I thank God again for Apostle York, faithful to a chosen generation. And I just thank God for God loving us in the way that he has. And at this time, I say to the man of God, continue to be obedient to God's word, because God is loving on you. God is still on the throne. He's still looking down. And he is pleased with you, man of God. So at this time, I turn the service back over to the moderator.
Praise God. We thank God for the spirit that dwells within the chief apostle. Amen. Greeting us on tonight, as always. And we praise God for her anointing, what the Lord is doing in her life, and strengthening her to continue to spread the gospel across the nation. We praise God, amen, again for you that are connected. And I want you to know, beloved, tomorrow night, that's right, same time, 5:30, we will be back on tomorrow night again. Amen. Another night of worldwide revival. General Shaw, can you let us know again who will be speaking tomorrow night?
Bishop Marcus Fisher.
Amen. Bishop Marcus Fisher. Amen. Another Conrad of ours in the gospel. Amen. He will be ministering. Again, I tell you, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this anointing, amen, by this preacher and by this bishop of the Lord on tomorrow evening. Well, we praise God for you. We thank God for the anointing on tonight. At this time, we're going to turn, amen, the further of this service over to our speaker. Amen. He will have last words. He will give his cash app and whatever the Lord gives him before he gives the benediction. God bless you, Bishop Beck, and thank you so much, amen, for blessing us tonight.
The Lord bless you, Apostle Milton. The Lord bless you and keep you, sir. Our prayer
Certainly, it was an honor for us to be a part of tonight. I will say this on, I think it was a few weeks ago, I don't know, Apostle Thomas, I don't know if Prophetess Johnson gave you the word that the Lord gave you, but the Lord reminded me while I was sitting listening as you were talking to remind you and to tell you what the Lord said was about the land and the property and the school. And the Lord said that in not many days hence that he shall give you favor, not only in your city, but God said, with someone in high authority in government that will be able to walk you through the doors that you need to walk through in order to do what God has placed upon your heart and in your spirit as your vision go forward. And I heard the Lord say, even concerning television, the Lord said, I'm getting ready to open up the doors supernaturally for you. Thinking not strange how God is doing things with you in this season and how God is maneuvering things concerning you and your ministry. The Lord said by the month of September that there shall be such of an outpour like never before. And the Lord said that the finances that you've been looking for will come. And it will not come in strides, but it will come with fullness. And I heard the Lord say that every leader that has submitted under you, under your authority, the Lord said that there shall be an outpour in their ministry, and there shall be no lack, said the Spirit of the Lord. Now, again, I want to say to you all, thank you so much tonight. My Cash App is $KVBeck. Amen. And I bless the Lord for all those who are going to sow tonight. Apostle, I will say this, and this is to Apostle. I am an advocate. I'm going to say this quickly because we've been on the line for quite some time. I won't let you all go tonight. It's Father's Day. My family's waiting upon me. I thank God for them for allowing me to minister tonight because they wanted to celebrate me, but they held back until this time was over with. But I want to say this tonight. I'm an advocate of making sure, walking in the prophetic. I share this with whoever's online that walks in the prophetic. You never go to any one house and leave the angel of the house or the covering of the house out. In the prophetic, you could prophesy all day long. But if you leave the angel and the covenant of the house out, you're out of order. God never sends you to a house without a word for the man and the woman of God. And, I wanted to share that because it's important. But Apostle Milton, I heard the Lord say the building that you are in, you will not be in that building alone. The Lord said, I'm getting ready to cause elevation to come to you. God said, so you've proven yourself in this season.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the past 6 years, God said that what you've gone through the past 6 years, you remain faithful to me. And the Lord said, I'm getting ready to reward you openly. There were those that left you when you went through what you went through. And the Lord said that instead of them staying, they fled. And the Lord said, I'm getting ready to cause them to come back and repent. But God said, when they come back, there were those who took from you that were supposed to surrender some things unto you. And the Lord said, just as the word of the Lord tonight, he's positioned you to recover. And I heard, the Lord said that the enemy tried to take you out. Oh, Satan on the yes, God. The witches and the warlocks tried. They tried to dress to put them in the church to take you out. But God said, in this season, I shall raise you up before many of those who spoke your downfall and laughed at your scatter. The Lord said, I am God even in the midst of you, said God. And the devil will have to loose The documents with your name on it that was supposed to be released 6 years ago. God said the enemy held it up, but God said it's going to be released. In not many days hence. But I heard the Lord said, he said, I'm honoring your footsteps, Apostle Milton, because in this season, I'll cause you to do things in private. People have been trying to figure out your movement. They've been trying to figure out what you're doing, how you're moving, what's going on. And the Lord said, in this season, I cause you to be in a season of prophecy. And the reason why I cause you to be in a season of prophecy without letting folks know your movement is because the enemy will not be able to stop you on this term. The enemy will not be able, glory to God, to promote a closure upon you in this season. The Lord said that everything that the devil stole from you, I'm getting ready to give you triple for your trouble. Triple. God said, I'm going to triple it, said God. And the Lord said, even concerning that in your body, the Lord said, I'm causing healing to come to you now. You it is so. And it is done. The name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Bless you, Lord Jesus. The Lord bless you all tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel God's glory. I'm going to say this tonight, and we're going to pray. I'm going to get off this phone because I feel it heavy upon me. Somebody is pulling in the spirit realm. Somebody is pulling. But listen to me tonight. I want to say this to you. The angels have been released from heaven on assignment for you this week. Everything that you need, God is getting ready to release for you this week. And Pastor Walker, I heard the testimony, but I heard the Lord say, tell her to get ready to elevate and vacate. The Lord said to elevate and vacate because the enemy have tried for the past 3 months to come up against you and to cause clashing in the realms of the spirit. But I heard the Lord say, tell her to get ready to elevate and vacate. God said, I'm getting ready to cause you to come up against and come up out of. The Lord said, yes, God. I heard the Lord say, tell her tonight that I'm getting ready to blow upon a fresh wind. I'm getting ready to cause the manifestation of glory to fall. You've been praying for manifestation of glory. You've been praying to God to show his power and to show his might. But God said tonight, he's getting ready to answer by fire. He's getting ready to answer by fire. He's getting ready to answer by fire tonight. Oh, shake on my love. 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 Oh, yes, God. And I heard the Lord say, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about that situation. God said, I have that situation under control. The Lord said, you know what I'm talking about. The Lord said, don't worry about that. You've been crying and praying and crying and praying. But God said, tonight is your last night. You go cry and shed tears about that situation. God said, I'm getting ready to handle it myself. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord bless you tonight. Lord bless you tonight. The Lord bless you tonight is our prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for
yes,
how you
Lord move Jesus. Today. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for how you move by your spirit
thank
and by
you,
your
Jesus.
Power.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Now, God, take us from this place, but never from your presence. Rebuke and bind the spirit of backlash and sabotage now. Now, God, we thank you in Jesus' name that the same anointing will begin to flow all this week, God, throughout this season of revival. God, I thank you in Jesus' name that it is already done and it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. And
thank
amen.
You, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.